The next item on the agenda is item number 10, recommendation, funding for river herring sampling and boat scarring projects for the Virginia Marine Fishing Improvement Fund. Who has this one? Alicia, is that you?
Yes. Please Alicia state. Nelson.
Okay, and this is does not require you to be sworn in, so please let us know what you have.
Okay, great. Good afternoon, or almost good afternoon. This item includes two funding requests to our license funds, one for supplemental river herring funding and the other for our annual boat scarring funding. Next slide, please. You would typically hear both of these projects separately in early spring. However, due to this year's closures, they were delayed. Both are reoccurring expenditures to our commercial and recreational license funds. There's nothing new here that hasn't been previously reviewed for either of these projects. Next slide. Our river herring sampling in Virginia is part of a larger federally funded sport fish restoration project for American shad and river herring. And in 2014, it was realized that with some added efficiencies, we could add river herring sampling to our existing shad monitoring by adding supplemental funding for staff time. Those combined efforts help us to meet our S&P Fisheries Management Plan mandate for river herring as well as American shad with this one project. And this is a $40,000 request from our commercial license fund only. Next slide, please. The other is our boat scarring project for SAV. So each year, Dr. Orth of VIMS updates the commission on the long-term research and monitoring programs focused on submerged aquatic vegetation of VIMS. Part of this briefing includes the detailed report on their annual boat scarring program, which is designed to prevent extensive SAV damage from boater activities, both commercial and recreational. At the end of that briefing each year, Dr. Orth requests their annual funding for the program, which is $22,000, split funded equally between our commercial and recreational license program. I do want to note that Dr. Orth still plans to update the commission on the 2019 program when he's able. However, staff is requesting funding now to prevent any funding disruption for this program. Next slide. So our available funds for both of our license funds are displayed. There's $640,000 currently available for projects from our commercial license fund or the Marine Fishing Improvement Fund, and about $2.2 million from our Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund. I do want to note that we still are planning on continuing our grant review cycle for 2020, and we do expect to complete that this year as well. And I would also like to note that project work for both of these projects is ongoing to the maximum extent possible given the circumstances this year. There has been no disruptions yet due to funding, and they are going along as best as they possibly can with the COVID restrictions. Next slide. So our staff recommendation is approving expenditures totaling $51,000 from the Marine Fishing Improvement Fund and $11,000 from the Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund. That breaks down to the $40,000 expenditure from the Commercial License Fund only for river herring and a split funding from $11,000 from each fund for boat scarring. And that completes my presentation, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, ma'am. Always good to hear from you. Is there any questions for Alicia by members of the commission? Hearing none, this is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter, pro or con? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
Dr. Neal, move to approve staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion?
So moved, Ed Tankard.
Okay. Mr. Tankard, thank you. Any further discussion? Mr. France being absent. Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin? Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett? Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Thank you. Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Alicia. Alicia, I have one question for you before we go. Still there? Mm-hmm. Alicia? When is the last time law enforcement asked for any funds from the Saltwater Recreational Fund? Do you know?
There is an annual allotment. I would have to look up to see the last time there was a specific request for a specific item, but there is an annual expenditure on the fund for law enforcement.
Could you please do that? We were very hopeful that we would receive some much-needed equipment, and it's not a whole lot, believe it or not. It's some motors. Can you look and find and send me a report advising when the last time we made a specific equipment request from a law enforcement perspective, and let me know that. As we well know, we never ask through there unless we really need it, but things have gone from looking like they were going to be really, really good to somewhat difficult. So that, and also from the commercial fund as well, since we handle both, I think it would be appropriate if they do make that request that it be prorated based on percentage of income available and income expended. So if you could do that for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
You can do that. Thank you.